This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
Ladies and gentlemen, joining us now is a man who's got a massive brain.
Mike Florio.
He used to be a lawyer, then he decided to take his talents to the internet.
NBC Sports.
I'm sorry I'm late. I was talking to Robert Kraft.
That isn't the time for an airing of grievances.
Pro Football Talk.
I got a lot of problems with you people. Now, you're going to hear about it.
On Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
We love talking to Mike Florio, ProFootballTalk.com. It's the Raheemy Harris and Grody show today. Layla and Marshall are off, and so Gabe Ramirez is kind enough to join us today. And joining us now officially on the Circa Sports Illinois hotline is Mike Florio. Download the Circa Sports app today. What's happening, Florio? How are you, sir, on this New Year's Eve?
There it is. Fireworks activated, baby. I still got it. Happy New Year. A little bit early.
Happy
yeah,
New
you know,
Year.
This is just one of those days where we get all the work done early and then we try to slow down a little bit and brace for the coming storm of games and the postseason. The best part about the NFL postseason, it lands right after the holidays. So I never have a post-holiday funk because the holidays are just like the appetizer to this great month of exciting, high-stakes NFL action.
No doubt. That is such a great way to put it. Like the post-holiday blues just don't hit for us. And you know what, Mike? We are usually in Chicago. We're usually in that funk right now no matter what because usually we're talking about, hey, the combine and the draft. And should the Bears lose the game because they'll get a better draft place, we are in a much better spot. As a matter of fact, it has turned so much, Mike, that the discussion that we're having right now is should the Bears, and look, it's not going to happen right now, it's just not, but like signing, has Caleb Williams done enough in these last five games to convince the football world that he is good to great and will be the Chicago Bears quarterback for the next 8 to 10 years?
I don't think there's any doubt that we've seen enough to make him the long-term starter. They have one more year before the window opens on a second contract. And typically the best approach is to get it done sooner rather than later. It only gets more expensive because the market keeps going up and up. And one of the risks, and we've seen it with guys who just land on the right side of the pass line, so the team feels compelled to make him the highest paid player in the league or close to it. The Dolphins surely regret doing that with Tua Tagovailoa. There are other guys who have gotten contracts that you look at and say, have they really earned those? Do they really deserve those? Caleb is going to be one of those guys. He's going to be a shortlist franchise quarterback. We're going to see some guys cycle out. Some of these younger guys are going to be stepping up. I've seen enough from Caleb Williams to think, especially given that he's coupled with Ben Johnson, there's no concern of Ben Johnson leaving. That's why I'm a firm believer in a franchise quarterback having an offensive coach, not a defensive coach. Mm-hmm. So you never have new playbook, new coordinator, new play caller. You just keep layering and building and growing. I think Caleb's going to be regarded as a top five guy within the next 12 to 18 months, and he'll be paid accordingly.
It's interesting because that was going to be my follow-up question. Because I, at the beginning of the season, Mike, I think there were instances where I felt like the ceiling of Caleb Williams kind of dropped a little bit. Where maybe when he first got here and the shiny new toy and generational talent, and my initial thoughts were top five quarterback, like you just said. And then as you saw him play throughout the season, then I thought, okay, maybe I'm putting too much expectation on him and I want him to just be a top 10 quarterback. If he could just be that, that'll be great. What am I missing when thinking, is it because people will drop out in the next 5 years, those that are at the top, or is it just his skill set and where he will eventually be is in that space no matter what?
Yeah, I mean, for him, the arrow is going up. You have established guys who may realize that some of the younger guys are so good that they get leapfrogged. It happened to Russell Wilson once Patrick Mahomes and Josh Allen emerged along with Lamar Jackson, and then came Joe Burrow, and down goes Russell Wilson. Now, I don't know that there's a huge cluster of young guys that are going to become upper echelon, shortlist franchise quarterbacks, but we see Lamar Jackson. He turns 29 a week from today. He's starting to show signs of wear and tear as he gets older and older. And, you know, some of these other guys, we may start to see a little bit of a dip. We don't know where Joe Burrow really is. We know he plays when he's healthy, but he gets injured too often. And that's the one thing that we look at with Caleb Williams. Injuries are never an issue. He's durable. He's able to play. And, you know, I was impressed by the Joe Montana, Dwight Clark homage from a few weeks ago, especially because Montana threw it from the 11. Caleb threw a missile from the 29. The throw the other night to Colston Loveland that was like 50 yards
rocket
on the line, shot out of a cannon, shot out of a sniper rifle to Colston Loveland. There aren't many guys that can make that throw. And it was one of those, it happened so fast. I don't know that it was as appreciated as it should have been on a widespread basis. I mean, it goes in the books as a touchdown. That thing was on a line, frozen rope, 50 yards. It's an incredible feat. And I don't think many guys can throw that pass currently in the NFL.
Yeah, and he's had a bunch of those throws in the last 5 weeks. I mean, since he's been here. I mean, there were, he had some of those throws last year, as much of a mess as it was. And even the Luther Burden, the other touchdown was 35 yards, a bullet down the middle. So he is eye-popping with what he has been doing recently. And you mentioned, you know, you use the word emergence, and the Bears have emerged with a chance to be a number two seed in the NFC, which just blows my mind to even sit here and say, but there is serious competition in the NFC, in Seattle, in San Francisco, in the LA Rams. Who's at the top of your board right now in the NFC? Because it's hard for me to rank those teams right now. And I don't think the Bears, talent-wise, pound for pound, are necessarily in the top three right now in terms of the actual talent and ability to win in the playoffs.
I went through a month and a half, thinking that the Rams were the best team in the conference and the biggest threat to getting back to the Super Bowl would be one of their division rivals rolling into SoFi Stadium, their fans taking it over, whether it's the 49ers or the Seahawks. I'm looking right now, and hey, who knows what's going to happen on Saturday night, but what a great game to end the regular season for the Seahawks and the 49ers. I think the 49ers are extremely dangerous right now. Kyle Shanahan is doing his best coaching job. He's navigated a storm of injuries. Brock Purdy looked like Josh Allen the other night, especially on the play where he stopped, started, and then finally stopped on a dime and threw the touchdown pass to Kyle Juszczyk. I think the 49ers, dangerous at home. The crowd noise helps to give the pass rush, which is one of their biggest weaknesses, a little bit of a boost. I think they can win Saturday night, and then you're going to have to go back there again. We could get, you know, there's some good rematches that could be coming. We could get a Bears-Eagles rematch. Not that it was a good day for the Eagles, but it was a great day for the Bears. Uh-huh. We could get a Bears-Packers rematch. We could get a Bears-49ers rematch. There are permutations out there that could lead to some very, very good postseason games. And if the 49ers have to play the Seahawks or the Rams, that would be something. If the Rams and the Seahawks play again, that would be something. And really, there's only one weak team in the NFC playoff field, and that's whoever ends up winning the NFC South. And I think that team can end up being very dangerous in the wild card round because they'll be able to authentically and legitimately play the nobody believes in us card because nobody will. No pressure, chip on the shoulder. I won't be surprised if whoever emerges from the NFC South ends up winning wild card weekend.
And wow. And you could see it. I mean, the Panthers beat the Rams earlier. Obviously, Baker Mayfield with his guys coming back, pose a big threat to everyone. So I totally can see that too. And if the Bears end up in the second seed, you know, who knows what could happen? Then maybe you can stumble upon a Carolina Panthers squad in this second round
after they beat the Packers.
Yeah. Mike, you talked at length. I was actually in San Francisco for that game. Had a chance to see the whole thing up close and personal live. And I know you mentioned before that you questioned Brock Purdy's aura at one point. In your view, how important is that intangible, that aura that quarterbacks have to have, even specifically in the playoffs, in order to be successful?
You know, it's funny when you speak extemporaneously 10 hours a week, you never know what dumb thing you say is going to end up getting attention. But I'll summarize it like this. This is the point I made. He's Clark Kent, who when he's Superman, he still comes off as Clark Kent. And it's not a criticism. It's just an observation. That's what we do. There's nothing that oozes, you know, sheriff, badass, natural born leader. And maybe he's just babyface killer. But he doesn't have that. And I'll give you an example. We were in Philadelphia last year for the playoffs, and we were out on the sideline before the game, walking around talking to people. And Matthew Stafford just has a glow around him everywhere he goes. It's intangible, but it's tangible. And it doesn't matter if you play well. And maybe that works to your advantage. And I think one thing he's done this year, last year, I think he was trying to will his way into becoming something that he physically isn't. He was trying to make riskier throws that he's not good enough as a passer to make. This year, he's kind of coloring within the lines, appreciating the fact that he's healthy enough to play, and he's playing incredibly well. So, you know, we are all who we are. I think the key is to accept what we are and be the best version of what we are. And Brock Purdy does not strike me as one of these guys who's going to walk into a room and everybody's going to stop what they're doing. He just doesn't. And there are other quarterbacks in the NFL who do, and it is part of their overall mystique. Purdy's got to overcome that with his play. And guess what? He can, and he does, and he did it on Sunday night with those two touchdown runs, and he did it with that touchdown pass, and he did it by ultimately getting the win. And, you know, sometimes that creates aura. Results will create aura. Winning a Super Bowl will create aura.
Yeah, and his opinions on him will continue to be Brock Purdy. That is interesting, and how you characterize him, and whether he's a top 5 or top 10 quarterback, as we talked about a little bit yesterday. But Mike, and we are talking to Mike Florio of Pro Football Talk. You can follow him on X right now at Pro Football Talk. He is on Twitch right now, if you'd like to join in on the video too. There is another player on defense in a secondary that has opened for a man named Trayvon Diggs. C.J. Gardner-Johnson of the Bears, which was an interesting signing in itself, certainly endorsing that via social media. What do you think about Trayvon Diggs right now?
Well, you know, there's two different ways to look at it. If you're a playoff team, this is a guy who can come in and there's, you know, familiarity with Al Harris, and you can, you know, get some help for the postseason run for the low cost of $472,000 in salary for week 18. And then it's all playoff checks that come from the league after that. But he's got to pass through waivers first, and or the Bears make the prevailing claim. But I think one of these teams that isn't in the playoffs is going to say, you know what, this is a $500,000 flyer on a guy that we bring in, we get to know him, we have him for the offseason program, none of his contract is guaranteed for the next 3 years. We can run this all the way up to the start of the regular season and make a final decision on whether or not we want to keep him around. And the reality is, and look, they want us to not think of it this way. They want us to think football is family. They say football is family because it's good for business to say football is family, because ultimately football is business. And every player is a piece in a giant football machine that inevitably will be replaced with a new piece. This gives them a way for a $500,000 investment to evaluate whether or not this piece should be part of their team. And it's simple. You pay him the $500,000, you have him around. If you like what you see, you sign him to a new contract with guarantees. That's it. How does he behave? How does he get along with people? How does he perform? How healthy is he? I think somebody, I would, if I owned a team, and fans of every team in the league should be happy I don't, but I'd want to spend that money for 1 week to to have access to Trayvon Diggs and make a decision as to whether he fits with my team, fits with my defense, and still has upside moving forward. I absolutely would roll that dice and make that investment and have that flexibility for next year.
Makes sense when you think about that, right? I mean, even if you're not sure what he's going to be able to give your team, knowing that you can secure his presence and kind of sell your organization to him, and maybe he can be a part of that. That'll be interesting to see how that thing shakes up, and maybe he will end up a member of the Chicago Bears.
Think about how free agency works. I'm sorry to interrupt, but no. I did anyway. Think of how free agency works. You have these multi-million dollar deals being done sight unseen with a guy never even going into the building. The team is flying blind and making these commitments. This is a way to get the rights to Trayvon Diggs without making any commitment at all other than $500,000 for his final check of the regular season. I just think it's a no-brainer. If you were already considering Trayvon Diggs as a potential free agent signing, assuming the Cowboys were going to cut him after the season, this is a way to get him without having to go get him, without having to pay him, without having to do anything other than put in the waiver claim.
It's going to be interesting to see. It was a shocking move, right, when for the Dallas to let him go like that, but it'll be interesting to see where he ends up. But the Bears certainly could use a little bit of help, even this weekend against the Lions. Mike, how do you see this thing playing out? Obviously, Bears securing their spot in the playoffs, Lions not in it. Do you think this thing will be coached differently by either head coach?
I think at the end of the day, you're going to see competition between two former colleagues. Ben Johnson surely remembers what happened in week two, 52-21. And the Bears are playing for something. They lost this past weekend. I don't think you want to go into the postseason with two straight losses. You want to reestablish yourself. And, you know, I think there's a certain boost of confidence that came from going toe-to-toe with the 49ers. I actually raised the Bears one spot in my power rankings, even though they lost. Not that anybody cares about my power rankings, but people still read them and get pissed off when their teams are lower than they think they should be. But the Bears went up a spot, and I think that they need to have that confidence that they can beat anyone. They can play with anyone. And we saw what the Vikings did to the Lions a week ago. This is just a great chance for the Bears to establish themselves and also just, you know, put another nail in whatever coffin the Lions may be settling into. We don't know whether or not this year's an aberration or it's a reversion to the Lions of years gone by. So I think the Bears go for it, especially since they still have a chance at the number two seed, and I'd much rather have the number two seed. I know that means a rematch with the Packers, but so what? Bring them on. Bring on whoever. But if you're the two seed, you're getting two home games guaranteed in the playoffs, and if the one seed gets upset in the divisional round, you get to host the NFC Championship.
No doubt, man. And I guess you got me thinking, too. I never really thought about the risk one runs doing a national power ranking list. And I know everybody does one, but you're pretty prominent in the national world. That must be some harsh, harsh feed. We get it, too. Trust me. But I can't imagine. That's got to be tough love right there, buddy.
Hey, you know what Charles Barkley said? As long as the checks show up on the 15th and 30th, I don't care what they say. And after 25 years of doing this, like, I wouldn't still be doing it if I didn't have armadillo skin from people who are going to pop off.
And, no doubt, dude.
And it's just, you know, it doesn't – I mean, there was a time when I was like, man, that kind of stings. Now it's like, so what? And if all else fails, right, just wait at the mailbox.
Thanks, Mike. You're the goods, man.
Thank you. I
have found that because we take all that heat. I'm taking heat today.
Of course.
But like what I have found in my career, and it's all open game. We're on the mics. I don't like it when it gets personal. None of us do. But you're entitled to come at me and all of us because it's what we do. We're talking sports. And guess what? We take sports seriously. Like, it's not just a game to us. It is serious stuff. And to the rest of the world because of the big business aspect. But really quick, what I was going to say is what has gotten better for me is it still can sting, but the sting wears off quickly for me now.
No. I cry when I get home. Right. I go in the corner.
All your beautiful girls gather around you.
They thought my take about Josh Giddey was stupid.
And it might have been. Trust me. Like, we all, like, as hosts, we're like, maybe they were right. I don't know. So it's all fair, though. It's all love at the end of the day. It's all sports, and sports is serious to the people that are listening to Bears. This radio station. Bears, it's serious. Don't let anybody tell you it's not serious either, including our next guest. We know that this guy, I mean, it's sports, man. It's a very important. It's Danny freaking Parkins. He is going to join us next. He, of course, of the newly expanded First Things First OT from 4 to 5 p.m. on FS1. Danny Parkins will join us next on the Raheem Harrison Grody Show on The Score.
I could.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Do Stephen A's job, guys. It's not that hard.
Danny Parkins.
QB1 party! All are invited!
Host of Fox Sports 1's First Thing First.
Bears fans, if they feel like I do today, should feel as good about that loss as one can possibly feel about a loss. In fact, I will go a step further and say, it is probably my favorite loss in the history of watching the Bears.
Former host of 670 The Score before he abandoned us.
That's a Caleb Williams custom, baby.
Jersey number one is going to the Raptors.
You guys made it seem like as Chicago Bears fans, we had our guy, Danny Parkins, all these guys.
Danny Parkins on 670 The Score.
Wait. He is so Danny Parkins. Yes, he is. As we welcome you back into the Raheemy Harris and Grody Show on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. We've got Gabe Ramirez in studio with us. And yeah, Danny joins us on the Circa Sports Illinois hotline. Download the Circa Sports app today. Danny, how are ye, my friend?
Is that a Mully intro?
Yeah.
How are ye? How
I
are
have,
ye?
I have there. Adopted the Mully old English style. I like it. I like it.
Morning, boys. What's going on?
Morning, boys. Morning, moon. Morning, sunshine. Big football show.
Oh,
you know who that is, Gabe? That's your guy, David Haw.
Oh, is that who that is? I was like, who is that? Okay, yeah, that is
a little bit.
Morning, microphone.
Wait a minute, Danny. Gabe just did the laugh.
That's a David Haw laugh right there.
He does. He's got kind of a giggle. It's like his laughs always sound like it's like something guilty that he's laughing at. That's what our guy Haw sounds like.
My favorite Haw fact is that he allows himself to eat fried chicken once a year on his birthday.
Yes.
Is that he gets his birthday meal is KFC.
It is.
That is just an incredible fact.
That is the most small town Indiana thing I've ever heard of in my life.
It's just amazing, right? Because it's not like It's not that he goes out for like a nice fried chicken restaurant, but it's also that it's once a year. And it's also that like there are many things less healthy than fried chicken because it still is chicken. Like, it's an amazing fact.
It really is. He's an absolute beaut. And Danny, I want to get you right in on the question that we were kicking around here. We were kicking around old school in the first segment of the show today. And we came up with a question, which Gabe answered in the affirmative. If you could sign right now Caleb Williams through the year 2034, so he will have been here for 10 years, would you sign him to that right now and lock him in? He's your quarterback. You're convinced. You're sold. Sign him for the next 8 years. Would you do it?
Of course.
Grody, you're the only one on the outside right now, Grody. You are by yourself.
Wait a minute. Your answer is no?
Vehemently no.
My answer is he's been terrific for these last five games. But you're talking about, like, now we're convinced for the next – he's it.
Yes.
He is going to be an elite quarterback for the next 8 years. I think it's a little naive to say that, knowing what we know about past quarterbacks, knowing what we know about what a lot of the season was and some of the uneven play.
What would a comp be for someone who's looked like Caleb Williams has this year – all of a sudden becoming bad? Like, who are we afraid of that he's gonna, like, what is the worst case scenario for Caleb Williams?
Like becoming, like, just falling off the table completely.
But who's a player that comp would be?
Like through 2 years, I don't know if I can think of somebody off the top of my head. Like,
yeah,
but that's the point though. We're two years into it right now, and I'm not talking about I don't think he's going to be good. Like, there's none of that going on. But like,
Grody needs 5,000 yards and 40 touchdowns, Danny.
I mean, you know, he's the guy through 2034 blows me away a little bit.
Yeah, listen, I think it's a very exciting time, so I don't want to do too much negativity, but it's an interesting hypothetical, and you know, I love thought exercises.
Yes, so you do. You invented them.
Yeah, so like, what's the worst case? Like, I was texting with a buddy of mine over the weekend. I was like, do we have a good comp for a quarterback that can hit home runs and high degree of difficulty throws, but misses layups like Caleb Williams? And he threw out Donovan McNabb. And I was like, that's really interesting. Because like, Donovan McNabb would hit these like 50-yard moonshots to DeSean Jackson, and he was tough as hell. But he had a career completion percentage of 60%, and his high watermark for touchdowns in a season was 31, and then he never had another season above 25. But he was a winner, he was a leader, all of that stuff. But sometimes he would just like throw a slant pass into the ground, and it was like, why are you spiking the slant pattern but hitting the 50-yard bombs? Like, it was also just a different era of football. And like, Trevor Lawrence, you know. The Jaguars gave him a second contract, wildly talented, but crazy inconsistent. But it looks like he finally, after 5 years, got a really good offensive coach in Liam Cohen, and he's harnessed Trevor Lawrence, and the fumbles and the interceptions have gone away, and then the talent is flourishing. Like, Caleb Williams got Ben Johnson in year two. So, you know, sometimes you give a quarterback a second contract and you're still doing it on hope, like Kyler Murray or Daniel Jones with the Giants or Trevor Lawrence with the Jaguars. I don't think that's what we're looking at with Caleb. Like, I think that Caleb has gotten better as this year has gone on. I mean, I got this for you. Caleb has a 16-2 touchdown interception ratio in one score games. That's the best among any quarterback in the NFL with more than 300 pass attempts. The Bears have 109 points and almost 1,300 yards in the fourth quarter since their bye. That is by far the most in the NFL in both categories, points and yards in the fourth quarter. Like, the dude is clutch. He's getting better. He's got 6 touchdowns and no picks with a passer rating over 100 in his last 3 games. If he is improving this much over the course of year one with Ben Johnson, year two in the NFL, I don't have much reason. And he clearly has 99th percentile physical ability. Like, I just have no reason to believe that he's not going to get better this offseason, and when he's in a full second year with the system and he can work out some of the kinks and the mistakes. Like, I think he's going to win an MVP at some point. Okay. I think he's going to be a superstar.
But you have committed to others in the past, and you've been hurt before and wrong before.
No doubt.
But I guess this guy is different in your eyes.
Yeah, like... So, like, Mitch Trubisky, it was always kind of hope, right? Because it was a Pro Bowl alternate and 24 touchdowns, 12 picks, but he had 6 in a game against Tampa. And, like, I fully will admit that there was, like, a lot of hope trafficking there. It was like, well, year 3 in the NFL, year 2 in a system. Like, we've seen guys take that jump before. Like, it was – I was leading the pom-poms and cheering, but it was I must have said the term hope trafficking 1,000 times on the air when we were doing it, right? Like, it was wish casting. Justin Fields, I threw the QB1 party because I still maintain he was the most exciting player with the ball in his hands this city had seen since Devin Hester.
22 was brilliant. It really was. Right? It was fun to watch in a different way.
Right? It was fun. And did I get out over my skis? Yeah, but you know what? It's sports. Who cares?
Yeah.
Like, they don't cut off your hands for wrong predictions.
Not yet, anyway.
Right? Yeah, exactly. Yeah, not in this America yet. But this just to me, man, the throws that he makes, the pedigree of talent that he was and has always been, I just the caliber of coach that we think he's paired with, right? We did not have that for Fields or Trubisky, as much as we liked Matt Nagy after year one, and I loved Matt Nagy after year one. I just think this is, like, very obviously different.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't think it's really.
I do not think
there is a Bears quarterback to compare this to, which is why I go to guys like Trevor Lawrence or Donovan McNabb. But to be very clear, I'm using those guys as, like, floors and worst case scenarios. I think he is going to be a superstar.
Okay, and look, I love hearing that, and I loved what Gabe is saying. I like hearing that more than I like hearing what I've said. I think, and I want to make this very clear, and then I'm going to get off of this. I do think it is trending in that direction. It really is. Over these last 5 games, we keep going through the litany of throws, like specific throws that I've written down right here that Caleb Williams has made, and we're seeing this rise of Caleb Williams in real time right now. So for me, it's hard to process the idea of, okay, he's finally gotten good, sign him through the year 2034, and maybe it's the 10-year thing, Danny, that's throwing me off, and I don't want to be the guy that's like, nope, because I'm not there. I am not in the place of this guy doesn't have it. He's absolutely better than Mitch Trubisky and Justin Fields by a mile. He is absolutely different, but I'm just trying to keep it in proper perspective, and maybe it's like a sense of duty as well, considering what we've seen.
No, I don't mean to critique your open, but like, we're one win away from the 2 seed, man. And the 1 seed could be Sam Darnold. Like, Sam Darnold's never won a big game in his life. The Bears have beaten the Packers. They're the 7 seed. They're injured. The Bears have beaten the Eagles. They're the 3 seed, who are sitting guys this week, apparently willing to concede the 2 seed to the Bears. Like, so if the Bears could beat the 2 seed or the 3 seed, they can beat the 7 seed. Then you just roll your dice with maybe you're hosting an NFC championship game against an NFC West team, or oh no, you've got to go on the road to Seattle and beat Sam Darnold when you lead the world in takeaways and you know he's going to give you chances at a few. Like, I guess we could talk about skepticism about the 2032 Bears, but like, what about the 2025 Bears having a shot at the Super Bowl?
Okay, fine. Gabe, what do you want to ask him? He didn't
I'm just saying that he's validating my thoughts. I don't mean to come on here and be like a media ombudsman.
No.
But like, what the hell has happened? Like, this, do not be like, Grody, you're like the guy who, like, I got divorced and it was terrible. And then I fell in love again, and I got divorced, and it was terrible. And you're like, I'm never going to love again.
Yes.
Like, it's like the Goodwill Hunting thing,
okay,
man. Like,
well, I think there's a lot of people out there. Like, I'm not winning the battle today. There's no doubt about it, but there's a lot of people driving around in their cars right now like, yeah, I hear what Grody's saying right
and those
now.
Aren't the brightest people.
I understand where
those
he's coming
the smartest
from.
People that are out there.
Yeah. Okay, then, like, talk to them in April. Like it's week 18. They're going to be the 2 seed. This is an
exciting... Why do you want to trade Caleb Williams right now in week 18?
Get the hell out of here, the both of you. Hey, you know damn well, Danny, we got segments to fill, A, and B, any conversation about Caleb Williams is great. We're not just going to sit here and break out the pom-poms about everything that's going on with the Bears at this very moment.
Pom-poms.
We tell the full story here is what we do.
Dude, it's not pom-poms. Caleb... Okay. Hey, biggest negative on the team right now. Let's list the top 20 negatives on the team. Is Caleb Williams in the top 20?
In the top 20 of it's are all there 20? Wait a minute. So you think there's 20 negatives on the Bears? Wait a minute.
I think
why
I can
so
name
cynical?
20 guys who play defense for the Bears. Like if we want to be like cynical radio guys, like how is it possible?
That's cynical. It's just exploring every angle of it and making sure that we're all staying in the moment, making sure that we're not just looking at these.
You're not staying in the moment. You're talking about 2032. What moment is that?
But I would suggest to you that that's a pretty optimistic way to look at things. I came out of the gate asking you, Danny, a lot of people are saying that the Bears might have their quarterback for the next 10 years. Do you think that's a cynical way to start a segment?
Listen, again, not to critique the segment, but you know,
you're critiquing the segment.
I can't help myself. I can't help myself.
I believe The Athletic is looking for a media consultant right now. So, yeah.
Dude, I'm available. When I get blacklisted from the industry, I am going to start a fire, like, media ombudsman podcast. No one is going to listen to it, but like, it's going to be excellent with my just scathing commentary on the state of the industry. But really, how did a defense that had Montez Sweat, Tremaine Edmonds, and Jalen Johnson, the three highest paid players on the defense, with second round picks playing, right? You have Brisker is out there, Dexter is out there. Like, how TJ Edwards is out there? How does that defense look that bad? Is a very legitimate, fair criticism of like, oh wow, the Bears can get beaten by anybody.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
They can be one and done, because if they don't get multiple turnovers, they've got no shot at winning. Like,
yeah.
I think that is totally legitimate about this team this year. And who knows? Maybe. By the way, Caleb. You know, we've seen quarterbacks be way worse in the postseason than they are in the regular season. Like, maybe that happens to Caleb. Like, that's a thing with Lamar Jackson. You know, that's been a thing with great quarterbacks before, so that's a huge question.
Well, here's the thing, too, because you bring up criticism. I'll make this very clear. I have not been criticizing Caleb Williams over the last several games. I have been here saying he has made the jump. He looks good. I am seeing what is in front of me. It's just when we talk about a decade, I don't know, like, mind-blowing. I don't know if I could quite go
maybe
there.
Maybe you just
yet.
Have commitment issues.
Well, that could be.
Just don't.
Clearly, I do.
Yeah.
I'm a 50-year-old man, single man. So
it's the end of Good Will Hunting. I've got to go see about a girl. Like, be willing to fall back in love, Grody. Like, you know. And the other thing on Caleb for analysis, though, that I do think is it does matter and colors why I'm so easy to answer yes to that question, is he's eliminated the bad plays. Like, he doesn't throw interceptions. And he has cut his sack rate in half from year one to year two. So if he doesn't turn the ball over and he doesn't get sacked and he can make all of these obscenely crazy, high-level, ridiculous throws, like, that's a very high floor for a football
player.
There's
no doubt. I haven't pushed back against any of that, what
he has
done.
But I think it goes back to what we were saying earlier, which is I think the issue that most people have when listening to your statement is they don't know the deviation between where he's at in the present and where you want him to be in order to be comfortable.
And what we've seen and what we saw last year, what we saw for a lot of this year. It's like I said, it's a fluid situation. It's happening right in front of us. And I'm not ready to answer the question of should he be here through 2034. I will say this on the Twitch line here. A lot of people are saying, Parkins is a master of debating. What was the other one? Oh, yeah, there was something about your show. Something about
what
your TV. No, it's good. Oh, here it is. This was the one I was looking for. Danny, the voice of reason, Parkins. Clip this for Nick Wright.
Oh.
Yeah, like, you've been, congratulations, Danny. You are being called on this radio station for the first time ever, the voice of reason.
Listen. You all couldn't stay wrong forever. If you think this is the first time I've been the voice of reason, there was a time when Spiegel called me his rational thought provider. I excel.
Oh God,
in
that's
logic
right. That he did call you that. All right, I may have mischaracterized you just a little bit, Danny.
Mitch Rosen texting in: if the Bears win the NFC, Victory Chicken will be KFC, and Haw has committed to have some. He will break his birthday rule. So that's good. Haw has KFC once a year on his birthday, or once every 25 years when the Bears win the NFC. That's cool.
That's
what a wild man.
Oh my God.
He's that wild and crazy, huh?
Great. Parco, good talk. You look nifty in your tie like you always do. The hair looks great, and we'll be looking forward to watching on the television.
I love you guys. That was fun.
Yeah, that was fun. Take care, Parco.
Happy New Year. Happy New Year.
Yeah, take care. Happy New Year to you. That was Danny Parkins of FS1, former Score afternoon host here. I guess that's the part that I don't want to have happen, that I want to make sure is clear to people.
What's that?
When it comes to this discussion about Caleb Williams, and hopefully we could drop it at some point in time.
I think he's been great.
Don't
think he's good enough.
No. To be clear, like, you have not heard me once over the last like several weeks say, like, I've been on the bench. I'm like, I am there for everything he's done. He has been really good in all of these games, and what he is doing, and the throws that he has made. It's just when I'm hit with that big of a long-term contract, it just makes me pause a little bit and regroup, and hopefully I can get through it.
It's more of a discussion for your therapist than it is really for like you and I. And
it's really gotten that bad?
Everyone is like, what are you talking about?
I'm being sent you're
like,
to the...
You're like, he's not doing anything wrong. I just don't want to commit to him for a long time.
He's been
phenomenal.
If we were having this discussion 10 games ago, you would not have been saying, sign this man up through 2034. I don't even think Danny would have
been saying
that.
Because the season wasn't over yet.
I know, but
the season's
also,
over now.
Let's say 10 games into the season, you weren't going to say that, were you? So why is it crazy for me to hesitate? Like, all of a sudden, lights, camera, action, the fireworks are going off because he's making these big throws. Yep, that's it. Done. Convinced.
Bears are what,
it's
7-3 after 10 games? Were they 7-3 or 8-2?
I don't remember.
Something along those lines.
7-3. Yeah, but you, I didn't hear anybody talking about Caleb. He's got it. He's a finished product. I heard people saying, where's the first three quarters? Where's the completion percentage? Where's the accuracy? Where's the deep ball? Those were the discussions. And now in the last several games, he's great. It's on. So pardon me for being a little bit hesitant to giving the guy an 8-year contract.
Yeah, pardon him, Gabe.
You're slicing out parts of the conversation. You're like, 3 weeks ago, this is what you were saying. Yes, but if you would have asked us 3 weeks ago, we would have also
I'm trying
said,
to keep people honest. I'm not just saying you or host at this station.
No, I'm
what,
saying people
what people
in general
were saying and texting right. And thinking, Caleb's not, where's his accuracy? Why is he only throwing 57% or whatever his games were? Like that was the talk around Caleb Williams in the last several weeks. It's wow, oh my God, we're seeing it, and I'm just putting a little bit of break on, let's make sure we're seeing it before we know we're seeing it.
But to put a bow on it, we're not 10 weeks ago or 5 weeks ago, we're in the present, and you're still saying despite all that you wouldn't do it. So I understand the argument that we might have said it 10 weeks ago, but in the present you're still saying it when everyone's saying give him the contract extension.
All right, let's take the break. Come back. It's halftime. We didn't left a whole lot of time here for halftime, so we'll take the break really quickly, and we'll do halftime. We'll talk about stuff. Coming up next on Raheemy Harrison Grody with Gabe Ramirez on the Score.
You sometimes like to come on here and just kind
of
make waves, whatever. I get what you're doing.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, shoe shopping isn't fun. Are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
What time is it?
It's nap time.
Been a hot one today here on Raheemy Harris and Grody with Gabe Ramirez in. We've been talking a lot about Caleb Williams and where people are exactly on him. Are you willing to commit really the old lifetime contract to Caleb Williams right now? And it seems like most of you are in that boat as of right now. We did talk to Mike Florio about a myriad of things, including the Bears and what's going on around the National Football League. Danny Parkins was just on with us for a very spirited segment as well.
It's nap time.
Yeah, man. Are you okay over there, Gabe?
It's cold as hell in here, man.
Put your hood on.
The hood is up.
Man.
I usually put the headphones on top of the hood, you know, like earmuffs.
Yeah.
You know, that's what I do to my daughter when I send her to school. But I felt like I wanted a little bit of this action right
here. Yeah,
I look like a ninja.
You kind of do. Even for me.
I look like, actually, because the headphones are underneath now that I'm watching on Twitch, I look like I have one of those Guardian caps on.
Yeah, you do.
I do look like I have a Guardian cap.
That's just not a good look, is it?
Those I'm protecting myself, caps. Though.
Look, it's a tough
look. It is, and we shouldn't even put that out there because it's being done for necessary reasons.
Right. Yeah.
And it protects guys, and it's their lives. Well, they don't look good.
When you think back to like the 1920s in NFL, and they just had leather hats, you know? And
that's
then,
true.
I'm sure the first person that had a face guard, they're like, you pee. like a pony.
Like a pony.
You little pony.
I mean, there was a time in the NHL where they just running around helmetless. And
so things happen. There's evolution is what I'm trying to say.
Right.
And maybe the Guardian cap is the next step.
It could be. And in the meantime, we'll just accept that that's what you look like right now. It's New Year's Eve, everybody. Gabe, what's cooking? What you got cooking for the New Year's Eve?
I look like Rick Moranis in Spaceballs.
Okay. Yeah. Accurate, yes. That's pretty good.
Nothing, dude. I just got back from a damn near week-long trip in San Francisco.
Oh, my God. We haven't even talked about it. How was that?
Incredible. I would love to spend a little more time on that. And so right now, I'm beat. I'm tired. My kids miss me. So it's like, I still have Barbie dollhouses to put together. Like, I have work to do. So I'm going to head home after this. And hopefully we're in bed, you know, roughly like around 8:30, 9 o'clock.
Wow. Not even going to stay up till
What about
midnight.
You?
I have dinner with some friends in the Western.
What time is dinner? Like, so that it hits at midnight while you're at the table?
No, actually, it's an awkward time. It's like 8 o'clock. Dinner, okay. So I don't know if we're all hanging out.
So when I'm
out.
Going to sleep, you're starting your dinner.
That's basically, yes. That's awesome. Yes, just a little pizza place Bears. That we're going to. Yeah, Bears. And I'm not sure what the after is or if I'm going to end up back
Damn.
At home. I will stay up. I will watch the news. I kind of, if I'm home, I do like watching all the local coverage and just seeing what people are doing, even the New York
gets
coverage.
Sloppy.
Yeah,
gets
absolutely.
A little sloppy.
It does get a little bit sloppy. It has the opportunity for anything to occur, right?
Do you have a
you
best
cool music acts?
Do you have a best New Year's that you can think of?
I don't know if they're. That's a great question. I'd have to think about it more. But there was a blob of New Year's Eves. Aren't New Year's Eves for when we're in our 20s? Really, that's when
young folk. Yeah,
you know, maybe you could extend it a little bit farther into your 30s. But every year, I'd get together with friends and family, and we'd just go to like the all-inclusive bars, pay $50.
Love that.
Drink all you want, eat all you want. That was basically my life for New Year's Eve for many years. And there was other stuff mixed in.
I did. I loved my family time. I loved getting together, you know, being with family and stuff like that. But then you get a little older, and then you're like, oh, damn, wait, I have money. I can go out. my run at B96, I would host a bunch of those New Year's Eve parties, like downtowns at hotels. And one year in particular, it was like the third year I was hosting. And I was like, look, bro, I'm not doing this. It's New Year's Eve unless I get 10 free tickets for my family. And so they gave, it was like the all-inclusive hotel thing. Ugh. So they gave me 10 free. So it was like my mom, my aunts, my cousins. And I am wasted hosting this event. I'm talking about slurring words, screaming like,
oh no.
Didn't get asked back again the following year. I'll tell you that. So, but that was my best one. That was my favorite.
Hey, your family probably had a great time, right?
It's the last time we ever did all inclusive everything.
That is hilarious, man. When we come back, we're going to reset with five on it. We've got five pertinent questions that we would like to ask you. And we're going to have a very special guest with us for five on it. And what the heck, for the noon hour as well, Carmen Vitale will join us for the hour of Fox Sports, of the Marquee Sports Network. I see her out at Halas Hall. You've heard her on the radio. She will join us and add her expertise as well. It's all next on Raheemy Harris and Grody on The Score.
Double G with the rock to the rack. Tone it in a foul.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Right now is your last chance to shop Blinds.com's year-end blowout sale. Save up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.